I think, let me tell you something. Trump is the greatest president of all time because whereas we thought that Trump, let me get this set up for y'all. Hold on. I got to make sure that I get this right for y'all. Whereas we thought that Trump was doing a bad thing, it actually turned out that Trump was the hero, the biggest hero in this whole Harvard thing. Trump is diverting over $3 billion that he had initially earmarked for Harvard University. He's giving it over to trade schools. Tell me that he's not the best president of all time. Make sure you guys hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
I'm national correspondent Kayla Gaskins in Washington.
Right. I feel like that's on the here, let's do it like this, because I don't like the sound of that one.
President Trump is doubling down on his demands to Harvard. He's now threatening to divert $3 billion of grant money if the university doesn't hand over data on foreign students. National correspondent Brian Yenes is live from New York City with more. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Mike. Well, President Trump has frozen or cut more than $2.7 billion in federal research grant money to Harvard University, accusing Harvard of fostering an unsafe, anti-American and anti-Semitic college environment. This morning, the president says that money could soon be redirected. Quote, I am considering taking $3 billion of grant money away from a very anti-Semitic Harvard and giving it to trade schools all across our land. What a great investment that would be for the USA and so badly needed. The Trump administration blocked Harvard from enrolling new or existing foreign students until it fully complies and turns over information about its foreign students, who encompass 27% of Harvard's student body. President Trump posting, we are still waiting for the foreign student list from Harvard so that we can determine, after a ridiculous expenditure of billions of dollars, how many radicalized lunatics, troublemakers all, should not be let back into our country. Harvard is very slow in the presentation of these documents, and probably for good reason.
I believe that would be one of the greatest things ever. 100%. If Trump was to divert $3 billion that was initially earmarked for Harvard and he gave it back to the streets, we need more skills trade people. We need more people, especially in this day of AI. The things that people are going to need jobs for is the stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's the building of homes, it's the plumbers, it's the HVAC technicians, it's the electricians, it's the millwrights, it's the carpenters. That's what we actually need to be investing our money in. Forget what Harvard talking about. We don't even rock with Harvard no more. We don't roll with Harvard. I used to have a Harvard sweatshirt that I wound up getting rid of, and I gave it over to the Salvation Army because I had went and visited Boston. And so over in Boston, I wound up getting like a Harvard sweatshirt or something like that. We don't care nothing about Harvard. I think that would be the greatest. If he gave it over to trade schools, I would 100% support that.
Harvard University insists it has complied with Trump's lawful requests, providing foreign student names and birthplaces and disciplinary records, for instance. But Harvard says it will not comply with other requests that it considers vague or unconstitutional, like data about a student's protest participation or hostile viewpoints. Here's Harvard grad and Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss responding to the president.
We want a list of those foreign students, and we'll find out whether or not they're okay. Everybody knows they're anti-Semitic, and that's got to stop immediately.
He's acting exactly like the unhinged anti-Israel campus protesters that he claims to be opposing. This behavior from the hard right is just as inane as the behavior from the hard left was last year.
And those comments in an interview with you, Mike, on Saturday. Look, a judge granted Harvard an emergency restraining order, allowing it to enroll foreign students for now. A court hearing, though, is set for Thursday.
They can do that all that they want, but it's ultimately going to suffer. It's ultimately going to end up in a bad situation for them. 100%. Let me share the CBS version of it, because that was the Fox News version of it.
Escalating his feud with Harvard, this morning he threatened to redistribute $3 billion in grant money from the Ivy League school to trade schools. It comes after a federal judge last week halted the administration plans to bar the university from enrolling international students. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson joins me now. Jessica, good to see you. First, it's not clear how the president would shift the money or if the grants come from the funding that his administration has already frozen. But that said, can the president redistribute money that's already been allocated for Harvard?
Of course.
Well, I think that that said is a big deal here. So can, let's assume that this is money that the president has the discretion to basically give and take. I think once we have determined, if we've determined that this is money that was earmarked for Harvard, then we have some serious problems about shifting it from pot A to pot B. And you need to be able to do so, or sorry, you need to make sure you do so in a legal manner, in the sense that you have to make sure you're not violating Harvard's First Amendment rights. You can't shift that money based on not liking their expression. You have to make sure that you give Harvard due process, that they had notice, they had an opportunity to be heard. You have to make sure that you're not violating something called the unconstitutional, the spending clause, essentially that you would be giving an unconstitutional strings attached on that money. So I would say it's not as easy as saying, Harvard, I don't like what you're doing, so we're going to shift this money over here.
Quick clarification. When you say earmarked, does the legal dubiousness start if that earmarking comes from Congress, or does it not matter?
You zeroed in on exactly where it was a little general. So I would say the first question has to be, is this something that the president has the power to shift around at all? And or do we really need to look to Congress? Meaning we know that Congress has the power of the purse. This is why your question is really important. And so is there actually, I know we've talked about this before, but an Impoundment Act question where if you want to change this funding, you have to go back to Congress. Let's assume that the president actually does have the power as head of the executive branch to spend the money. Then we go down all those considerations that we just talked about.
So Harvard has two suits already filed against the administration. One is for stripping $2.2 billion in funding. Another is against that ban from the university enrolling foreign students, which on Friday a federal judge temporarily blocked. What comes next in this legal fight?
What comes next is a fuller exploration of many of the issues we just talked about when it came to the funding. I know it's going to sound to people like, wait, she just said this, but we're looking at some of the same issues. So we know that a judge put that on hold, meaning that the Trump administration's desire to strip certification from Harvard, the certification that allows them to have international students, a judge put that on hold. What comes next is now we're going to have a fuller airing of the legality of all these issues through the lens of what we just talked about, the First Amendment. Is the Trump administration targeting Harvard based on their expression? What we just talked about, due process. Did the Trump administration go about this the right way? Are there any Administrative Procedures Act issues? So all of those issues are going to play out now in a courtroom.
I do want to shift gears. Boeing reached a deal to avoid prosecution from the Justice Department over the death.
So essentially, the Trump administration is saying that because Harvard won't comply, then this should be a blessing, because it's not like they're keeping the money and they're just saying, hey, we're just going to keep the money and we're going to put it in our pocket. No, they're going to still distribute the money. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out better causes, which is actually turning out to, in my opinion, to be a better idea than to give the money to Harvard in the first place. I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to Harvard. I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to Harvard. If we really want to have diversity, equity, and inclusion, because that's what they're doing it for, right? Then I think that they should more or less focus on using a $53 billion endowment to keep the school afloat and depend on their alumni and their donors to continue to fund this school and ensure that they keep tuition low. Let the people that patronize them, let the people that support them, let their alumni and let the people over there figure out what it is that they're going to do. But I don't think that that should come at the behest of people like us. I don't think that it should come. Research dollars should go, or funding, additional funding from the federal government should go towards the things that we deem it go to. And I would like to see it go to trade schools. I would like to see it go to trade schools. Tim Stepney says, you are advocating for a school you didn't even attend. Right. How many people in the chat actually went to Harvard? How many people in the chat actually went to Harvard? Y'all, you know what? These liberals kill me. They love advocating for a bunch of schools or a bunch of causes or a bunch of countries or a bunch of people that don't even care nothing about. You couldn't get in if you wanted to. If your SAT scores was higher, if your ACT scores was higher, they still wouldn't let you in. They don't even like you. They still wouldn't let you in. So why are y'all so dedicated to trying to protect these organizations that don't do nothing for you? That don't do nothing for you in the first place. I think it's great. I honestly think it's great. I think that Trump should divert the money and trade schools should be better funded. And that's the thing that we should be incentivizing people to go into. HBCUs is already getting enough federal money. We tired of HBCUs. We tired of HBCUs begging. And they keep on going out of business. I be going to some of these cities. I think I had went to Daytona one year and I seen something like Bethune something or the school of Benjamin Button. I don't even remember what it was. But it was a school down there and I think, was it Myrtle Beach? No, Daytona? I don't know. It was one of them. And it was like one of them black schools and it was abandoned and it was like birds was in there. Man, come on, man. We need to start consolidating these schools. It was Bethune-Cookman. It was Dusty. It was Dusty. I thought it was Benjamin Button. Bethune-Cookman has always been a dump. I couldn't believe it. I was down there, I said, man, what is this dusty school up here? Is that a Black Lives Matter or is that Bethune-Cookman at the top of that thing? I couldn't believe it. I said, this is a dusty school. Let me double check. Where was I at? Where is Bethune? Yep, Daytona Beach. That's exactly where it was. Bethune-Cookman. Is it bankrupt yet? Is Bethune-Cookman. It's not currently bankrupt. It is facing significant financial challenges and was on probation for governance and financial sustainability issues. It has maintained its accreditation and has taken steps to address its debt and financial concerns. They have faced $108 million in debt and $17.5 million in bond defaults and an $8 million operating deficit. The university secured a $108 million loan through the HBCU capital financing program to help resolve the dorm dispute and settle other financial matters. The U.S. Department of Education also discharged $1.6 billion in debt owned by historically black colleges and universities, which included Bethune-Cookman, according to Click Orlando. Why are they facing a deficit? Why is they so dusty? Why is Bethune-Cookman so dusty?